One of my favorite memories from when I was a kid was this one softball tournament I got to play in. It was the last tournament I played in Texas before my family moved to Tennessee. And I originally played for this 14 and under team, but I had only just turned 13 like a few weeks ago, so I was still allowed to play down in the 12 and under league. And our sister team, the 12 and under team, needed a second baseman for just one tournament. And they were going to travel to Corpus Christi, Texas, and stay overnight, play in this tournament. And thankfully, my parents said yes. And I got to experience one of the best tournaments of my life. Because I wasn't a part of their team, I had to learn really quickly what they did and didn't do, which wasn't super complicated. But here's the thing they found out while I was practicing with them that week. I knew how to slap bunt. Now, for those of you not familiar with softball, a slap bunt is like a regular bunt, except you get a running start. So the batter stands in the back of the left-handed batter's box and kind of takes a few steps forward, slaps the ball into the infield, and then continues running towards first base. And as it turns out, most 12 and under teams don't teach this skill to their players. But because I've been playing up in a 14 and under league, I knew how to do this. The coaches found that out, and all of a sudden, we had a game plan for this tournament. You see, their first batter in their lineup was this girl named Christy, and she was wicked fast. And she could get on base pretty much just by pure speed. It didn't matter where she hit the ball, she was really likely to get on first base. So what they figured out was they could have her bat first, get on first base, and then they could have me come up, act like I was left-handed, which wasn't super complicated, and then lay down this slap bunt. And because most of the 12 and under teams had never seen it before or never practiced it, it created pure chaos in their infield. Christy could not only get to second base, but in the effort to throw me out at first base, they would usually mess something up. And I would not only get to first base, but Christy could run to third base. And almost every game that tournament, we pulled this off to perfection. In fact, if my memory serves me right, I had 2 inside the park home runs based purely off being able to do a slap bunt. It's a long story, but it's a fun one. Anyways, this tournament and the effort between Christy and myself to start the game off, or basically any inning where we happen to be up, it created a huge advantage for our team. It was massive momentum. Like in any sport, if you can start a game or a competition in any way, shape, or form, and you get the first couple points, it's a huge deal. And so this tournament taught me a lot of things about being on a team, and I'll never forget them. See, Christy had a role to play. And if she did hers and I did mine, then we set our team up for success. Here's the thing, though. If she didn't get on base, I could still do my job, but it really wouldn't be as effective. But if she did hers and I did mine, our whole team was set up for success. And our coaches, they understood this, but they had to trust us to do our jobs. We got the momentum going, and then we let the rest of the team do their part. And it worked. It worked almost every single time. We were really good at doing our jobs. And in turn, we ended up winning every single game in that tournament. It was like a landslide. It was the most fun I've ever had playing softball. See, here's where the lesson transcends to softball. It transcends from softball to life. It applies to everything we do. Whether you're in a family or in business or in any other community, you have to know your role. And you have to do it well, because it's crucial to the success of the rest of the team. You don't have to be the star to make the difference. In this case, Christy and I didn't do anything spectacular necessarily. She literally just hit the ball into play, and then I did the same thing. But what matters is we showed up, we did our part, and we trusted that the rest of the team would do theirs. So whether you're the one setting the stage for success, or the one who executes the final play, your role is valuable. And it's interconnected. It matters. Think about your job or your family or your community. Do you know what your role is? Are you clear on what you're supposed to contribute? More importantly, are you willing to do whatever it takes, even if it means your own personal credit is sacrificed for the greater good? When we understand our roles, when we show up with intention to contribute to the bigger picture, magic happens. The team comes together, the collective effort pushes us forward, and success is within reach. In the end, it's not just about individual achievement. It's about collective success. It's about the unity that comes when everyone pulls their weight and does what they're best at, regardless of the spotlight. So I'll leave you with this. What's your role? Whether you're in the game of life, work, or sports, what are you doing to contribute to the bigger picture? And are you willing to step up, even when your personal glory is on the line? And if you do, then I'll guarantee you this, your team, it's going to win a lot of games.